Just as I suspected, today we got some brand new information about Scream 7 from the brand new book, Your Favorite Scary Movie, written by Ashley Cullins. This is what the book looks like. Mine is arriving tomorrow, but I already have the audiobook, which is narrated by Roger L. Jackson, Ghostface himself, so I'm excited to start that tonight. And while I haven't yet read the book, several outlets like The Hollywood Reporter have posted the excerpts talking about Scream 7, and most of the information we learned has to do with Sidney Prescott. So for this book, written by Ashley Cullins, she spoke with, I think, more than 80 people involved in the various films of the Scream franchise, including Kevin Williamson, who told her about Scream 7, that with Nev Campbell returning for this film, she specifically, and I should add, she is an executive producer on this film, she wanted to go back to the first one and find the suspense and really concentrate on scary and not bloody. Now, I posted about this on my X and got some, saw some blowback to what Campbell said, and I think people are reading too deeply into it. I think that she is just saying here that she wants Scream 7 to be really focused and driven by the plot and Sydney's story and not be so focused on just gore, blood, and guts to the point where that is the motivation and not the compelling storytelling and important focus of Sydney and her life and her family and how she's coping, because we all know that that should be front and center. And I'm pretty sure that that is what Campbell is relaying here, that she wants Sydney's story, her family, how she's doing in her life to be at the forefront. So that personally makes me very excited. And I think it's Mason Gooding who has already said that Ghostface is going to be the most like brutal and vicious in this film. And both things can be true at the same time. We can focus on the storytelling, the character of Sidney Prescott, and have a vicious Ghostface with less emphasis on having to make every scene just be as bloody and crazy as, you know, it can be. Cullins also interviewed Campbell herself, and I can't wait to hear more of what she had to say. But one of the things that Campbell explained was that her priority as Sidney Prescott and what we're going to see in Scream 7 is, quote, think about how challenging it would be to make the choice to even have a child if you were Sidney Prescott. Then if you did have children, the stress and fear that you would live under about your history coming back to you, she said. I don't want to give it away, but how she chooses to parent is a big choice and perhaps different than how others might. That is very intriguing to me. I know that a lot of people, myself included, are so excited to specifically see the dynamic in which Sydney chooses to parent and her relationship with her daughters, especially her eldest daughter, who will be played by Isabel May, who we hope will be named Tatum. That is at least what her name is rumored to be. So I'm just excited to see the kind of parent. Will Nev Campbell be a helicopter parent? I feel like I would if I were Sydney. Or will she be more lax, distant? I don't know, but I'm just excited to find out on February 27th. Campbell also says about where Sydney's at in Scream 7, quote, she's always going to be looking over her shoulder. She's always going to be aware of everybody in the room. Campbell says, playing Sydney means capturing a survivor who insists on finding a few people in her life who she can trust and keep close and the thing that bring her joy. So if you haven't been convinced by other TikToks I've made or what we already know about this, this is going to be a Sydney Prescott-driven film. She is in the driver's seat. The story is revolving around her. We're not just jumping to her in, you know, a few scenes like, no, this is her film. And to have her executive producing and Kevin Williamson directing is, I think, something that will be so special. And just in terms of whether Sydney's life could be in true danger, and whether or not we should fear losing Sydney, Kevin Williamson said in one of his interviews with Cullins, quote, I have made it very clear, I think publicly too, that Sydney has been through so much torment and she has been through so much trauma that to give her anything less than a happy ending is mean. It's just sacrilegious, he said. I am pretty confident we won't be losing Sydney Prescott. My fingers are crossed that this applies to Gail Weathers, aka, Courtney Cox as well, because she has also been through so much, especially that brutal attack in Scream 6, which was one of, if not the best part of that film. So I hope this applies to her as well. But let me know your thoughts. Are you excited to see Sydney front and center in this film? What do you think about what she said regarding wanting to focus more on the suspense in the first one and and the scariness, and less so on the, like, blood. And also let me know if you will be picking up or will be reading your favorite scary movie, which, again, I'm going to start tonight. I am excited to listen to Roger L. Jackson and have Ghostface basically read me to sleep.